Fishes are an essential part of the human diet for the human species going back millennia, and yet we're just still understanding the lives they lead and the ecosystems they live in. Fishes like catfish or trout and even some eels are found in freshwater rivers, and river ecosystems, it turns out, has a crucial player who sustains the fishes and maintains river water quality. In this video, we'll talk about findings we've made about how turtles regulate water quality in rivers by scavenging carcasses of dead fish. My name is Sandhya Ramesh and this is Pure Science. Freshwater ecosystems support almost 10% of all species on the planet. But these ecosystems are coming under increased threat because of, surprise, human activity. This includes agriculture, pollution, and over-exploitation of resources. Such activities cause huge amounts of damage to freshwater ecosystems. This in turn not just threatens biodiversity and the survival of these species, but the quality of water itself is degraded, in turn affecting other species indirectly. Sometimes there are localized die-offs or mass deaths of fish populations in some areas. This is also called fish kill. The most common cause of fish kills is reduced oxygen in the water, which in turn can be caused by other factors such as algal bloom or drought or even rising water temperatures. Infectious diseases can also play a role in fish kills. One of the largest fish kills historically occurred in 1935 in the Gulf of Mexico. This was because of something called a red tide. A red tide is when an algal bloom, where algae or algae increase in concentration on the water. Algae generally includes both multicellular organisms like seaweed as well as unicellular ones like cyanobacteria. But when we talk about algal blooms, we're typically talking about the microorganisms that bloom on the surface of water. When algal blooms are caused, they end up blocking sunlight from reaching the rest of the organisms, as well as depleting oxygen in water. This in turn then leads to fishes dying. Algal blooms are most commonly caused by fertilizer runoff into water, especially ones that have nitrogen and phosphorus, which are nutrients that these microorganisms use. They absorb these nutrients and immediately explode in concentration and growth over the surface of water. In the 1935 event in the Gulf of Mexico, over 22 million fish are thought to have died. In recent years, the big ones were the 2015 fish kill in China, where toxic cadmium contaminated the Guangxi River and nearly 40,000 kilos of fish were found dead in just 2 weeks in Hechi. In 2011, 750,000 kilograms of fish died in the Taal Lake in Philippines from oxygen deprivation caused by intensive fish farming in the waters. In England in 2010, about 20,000 crabs, starfish, lobsters, sea anemones, and sponges died due to hypothermia. And in 2011, in the Arkansas River, in the now familiar Ozark region, over 100,000 fish died, and incidentally about 5,000 blackbirds also died and just fell down from the sky at the same time. Very bizarre. So fish kills are quite common, and in fact they're unfortunately becoming even more increasingly common. Fish kills are not something that can just be dismissed because they are a warning sign. They are often the very first symptom of environmental stress in waters. Fishes, in general, have a very low threshold for environmental variation and they have low tolerance for environmental changes. So if fishes are dying en masse, there could be troubling developments in the water that we need to urgently look into. Such changes could potentially also be affecting a lot of other marine species. So ecologists, environmentalists, and marine biologists alike take fish kills very seriously and immediately investigate them with a sense of urgency. But additionally, fish kills are also not without consequence after they occur. Such millions of tons of dead fish carcasses is bound to release substances into the water, including chemicals occurring naturally in fish bodies, but that are toxic to the water in large concentrations. Carps, for example, when they die in fish kills, release large amounts of ammonia into the water. Ammonia is highly toxic. It is colorless but pungent and is a great irritant. It dissolves in water very quickly and easily and causes poisoning in water among marine species. When humans in turn consume creatures that have been poisoned in these kinds of waters, it can lead to serious illnesses such as botulism, which can often be fatal. But if millions of tons of fish die and they release toxins into the water, how do freshwater systems cope with it? To answer this, Australian researchers studied three recent fish kill events in the Darling River in Australia. These were huge fish kill events and they were caused by over-extraction of water and excess agricultural runoff into the water. Enter aquatic scavengers. Scavengers are those animals that scavenge or consume dead creatures. Even ones that have died from other causes than being hunted will be eaten by scavengers. Scavenging is a very important process in ecosystems because scavengers play a crucial role by consuming dead matter. So they keep the food demand under control and there isn't a lot of nutrient fluctuation in the larger scale in the ecosystem. One of the most important scavengers in freshwater rivers are turtles. We knew turtles were important to river ecosystems. We knew they clean up carcasses and we knew they help with water quality even in India. Back in the 80s, one of the important things that we did to revive the Ganges River and to clean it up was to reintroduce about 40,000 turtles into the Ganga. Many other places have also adopted the use of turtles to deal with water pollution. However, how much of a role these declining species play in cleaning up the water and how fast they do it was not completely well understood until now. These researchers conducted a field experiment. First, they experimentally excluded turtles from carp carcasses to see the rate of decomposition of these carp carcasses and then compared the same decomposition with turtles in the mix. They found, as expected, that more the number of turtles, the faster the rate of disappearance of fish carrion and less decomposition, which releases less toxins into the water. Even though other creatures like prawns and shrimp are scavengers, turtles seem to have an extremely large impact at the rate of disappearance of these dead fishes. Additionally, the researchers found that turtles shredded these carcasses and released bits and pieces of flesh into the water column, which in turn attracted bacteria and this helped improving water quality. There was less decomposition and less toxins were emitted and subsequently lesser fish died of asphyxiation as water quality improved. So the researchers conclude that a great abundance of turtles is crucial to removing fish carrion before it starts decomposing, thus maintaining healthy freshwater ecosystems. They also say that fish kills in areas without turtles will have the worst outcomes in the future. Unfortunately and unsurprisingly, over 50% of freshwater turtles are under threat. They are classified as threatened. India has a total of 24 species of freshwater turtles. However, these too are threatened by illegal trade and poaching, especially in the northern and northeastern parts of the country. Reasons for poaching include various things such as wanting to keep turtles as pets, as well as medical quackery such as belief in turtle oil helping cure diseases, which is not true. But the good news is that there seems to be a slow building up of awareness, especially with the recognition of the crucial roles freshwater turtles play in freshwater ecosystems. Many of India's 24 freshwater turtles and 5 freshwater tortoises are now protected under the Wildlife Protection Act with the same Schedule 1 protection as the tiger. Thank you for watching.